This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees, with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on average. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwa today.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India. The Prime Minister also lauded the valour and determination of security forces and said it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism. In his first year as Prime Minister, Mr. Modi spent Diwali at the Siachen Glacier in Ladakh with troops posted there. Last year, he spent Diwali with troops stationed at Sir Creek, continuing his tradition of celebrating the festival with personnel guarding India's frontiers. In Bihar, after the end of the deadline for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of the assembly elections, a total of 1,314 candidates remain in the fray for 121 assembly constituencies. In this phase, 61 candidates withdrew their nominations. A total of 1,690 candidates had filed nomination papers across 18 districts, out of which 1,375 were found valid. Polling for the first phase will be held on the 6th of next month. Meanwhile, the nomination filing deadline has ended for the second and final phase of the assembly elections, which covers 122 constituencies in 20 districts. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place tomorrow and candidates can withdraw their nominations by 23rd of October. In Ladakh, crucial talks between the centre and Ladakh representatives, which were called off nearly 3 weeks ago, are set to resume on Wednesday. The Leh Apex body leader, Sherin Dorji Lakhrukh, told a press conference in Leh today that the centre has informed the date for resumption of talks. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country and abroad today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth and Lakshmi on the occasion. The Border Security Force BSF personnel deployed at Punjab border with Pakistan are celebrating the Festival of Lights with much fervour and gaiety. Vigilant as ever, they are keeping a sharp eye on the border as well. BSF Punjab Frontier Chief Inspector General Dr. Atul Fulzele was in Gurdaspur sector last evening to celebrate with the troops. Cultural events are being organised in various sectors in which senior officers are participating. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. In a heartwarming display of cultural appreciation, diplomatic missions across New Delhi joined in the Diwali celebrations today, extending festive greetings to the people of India. Embassies from Austria, Brazil, Finland, Israel, Switzerland and the European Union mark the occasion with joy and colour. Veteran Hindi film actor Shri Govardhan Asrani, fondly known as Asrani, passed away today at the age of 84 after a prolonged illness. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing the target of 203, Bangladesh women were 189 for 4 in 47.4 overs against Sri Lanka at Cup at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Mumbai when reports last came in. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 202 for 9 in 48.4 overs with the help of Haseena Pereira's 85 runs. For Bangladesh, Shobana Akhtar struck 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.